Guy Carumba, December 25th through 31st, 2022. Mercury was at greatest elongation last week. It's retreating sunward in the evening sky. In a telescope, it's looking bigger because it's getting closer. But it's also becoming a crescent because its dark side is turning toward us. The messenger planet and very bright Venus will pass by each other on Wednesday and Thursday evening. At their closest, they'll be 1.4 degrees apart. In the meantime, watch the crescent moon pass Saturn Monday evening. It'll be a thicker crescent as it passes Jupiter on Wednesday and Thursday. The moon will be at first quarter on Friday. Mars is high in the east at sunset. It's still moving retrograde at a pace that would seem to have it pass by the Pleiades in about a month. But it won't. The red planet will slow down noticeably next week. By the middle of next month, it will be stationary, and then it'll turn around. Earth just had its southern solstice last week. Mars has its northward equinox this week on Monday. That's the equinox Earth has every March. Since Mars goes around the Sun in 22 and a half months, the next northward equinox on Mars will be November 12th, 2024. If you can see a big enough view of Mars in a telescope, you might see what looks like an ice cap on its north pole, and you might see the real ice cap. In this part of the planet's orbit, it has a ring of clouds around its north pole. This North Polar Hood, as it's called, is expected to dissipate in the weeks ahead. I record these podcasts a few weeks in advance, so it's possible the North Polar Hood is already dissipating. Like the weather on Earth, the weather on Mars can't be foreseen very far in advance. There may be up to 1.9 million asteroids in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. But the belt itself is so vast, if you could travel it, you'd spend most of your time wondering where the asteroids are. They're spread out in orbits 2.2 to 3.2 astronomical units from the Sun. One astronomical unit is one average Earth-Sun distance. The average distance between the asteroids there is thought to be around 600,000 miles or 1 million kilometers. So what you usually see on TV and in the movies when spacefarers go to the asteroid belt isn't right. If you could get close to one asteroid, it would be extremely unlikely that you'd also be near a second unless it just happens to be a moonlet of the first, and you definitely wouldn't see dozens or hundreds of space rocks strewn all about your field of view. An old lesson about how to tell a star from a planet says stars twinkle and planets don't. That's usually true. Stars are so far from us, they appear as super small points of light. A star's light travels through an atmosphere with different air densities and temperatures throughout, and the air is moving in different directions at different altitudes. This makes for some complicated lens action that makes the point of light flit about and flicker as photons are deflected to places where there were no photons an instant before. The planets aren't nearly so far away. Their disks are too big to twinkle most of the time. Most of the photons are deflected to places where there are already other photons, so you don't get the flickering or twinkling effect. But you can see that atmospheric turbulence at work in a high-power telescope. It kind of looks like the image is on a screen that ripples. I said that adage about the stars twinkling and the planets not is true usually. With the naked eye, sometimes planets twinkle when there's a lot of turbulence for them to shine through. Sky Carumba,